President Trump says he's sending more troops to the Middle East. Here he is speaking to reporters on the White House lawn today before leaving for Japan.
We want to have protection. The Middle East, we're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops, mostly protective. And some very talented people are going to the Middle East right now. And we'll see how, and we'll see what happens. It'll be about 1,500 people.
Trump is leaving Washington as some former U.S. intelligence officials are pushing back on his decision yesterday to give Attorney General William Barr the power to declassify key documents related to the origins of the Russia investigation. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now. Hi, Tam.
Hey.
Let's start with these troops. What more do we know? Where are they going and why?
Well, what we know is that there are already about 90,000 uniformed military and civilian people in Central Command, which is in the Middle East. So this 1,500 or so is not a big increase, but it's intended to send a signal. And what these troops will be doing is defending the forces and civilians already in position. They'll defend the American interests that are already there. And it's intended to send the signal that the U.S. is taking recent actions by Iran seriously.
OK. The other big story in Washington today is the president's decision to allow his attorney general, William Barr, the power to declassify these documents related to the Russia investigation. How much power and leverage did the president just give his attorney general?
He basically handed this process over to the attorney general and ordered the chiefs of the other intelligence agencies to cooperate with him. The president is saying he wants to declassify everything. But he also is saying that the attorney general is in charge and that he says the attorney general is very respected and that he doesn't care about the outcome. He just wants to get the information out there.
Well, related to this, yesterday, the president suggested that actions by former FBI officials, including James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page, may have constituted treason in their support for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. So let's listen to that.
So you look at them, they want an insurance policy so that should she, for any reason, lose, remember, 100 million to one. Maybe he said 100 million to nothing. But should she lose, we'll have an insurance policy and we'll get this guy out of office. And that's what they said and that's what they meant. That's treason. That's treason.
Tam, has anyone noted the irony here that the president is giving the attorney general the power to declassify documents from the Russia investigation, but then simultaneously is claiming executive privilege to keep the unredacted Mueller report a secret?
Certainly, Democrats in Congress have noted that, and I think they would use a stronger word than irony. Hmm. You know, this potentially could open up precedent also, where Democrats, congressional investigators could argue, if these things are good enough for declassification, then why not the rest of it? The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, he's a Democrat. He described this move by the president as un-American and said that it constitutes the president and the attorney general weaponizing intelligence to go after the president's political opponents. And strong words coming from Adam Schiff. Meanwhile, President Trump says he just wants to get to the bottom of this. He wants people to know how this investigation started. Of course, we know how he thinks it started. He thinks that that people were out to get him.
And just quickly, I want to ask you about this continuing back and forth between the president and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Trump tweeted an edited video of Pelosi speaking in a way that makes it look like she's stammering through a press conference. Today at the White House, he was asked about that, and he did not back away from those videos.
Right. And yesterday I was at this press event that he held where it was quite a stem winder. And a huge part of it was him trying to get members of his staff to testify to his temperament, his excellent temperament, because, you know, Pelosi and others had accused him of having a temper tantrum. So the back and forth continues. Pelosi, he now has a nickname for her. He's calling her Crazy Nancy.
Yeah.
He isn't sure it's going to stick. But the reality is that this back and forth probably politically works for both of them.
NPR's Tamara Keith, thanks so much.
You're welcome.